Okay, as we're trying to do every week, we're going to see what we know this one because that's a symbol, the cross. So we're doing the history after Jesus and after the cross. What happened right here, right afterwards, we've talked about? That's right, early church persecution. People are trying to decide when they can worship, where they can worship without getting in trouble. So we're not able to make a bunch of decisions or have big meetings because we're going to get in trouble. And then this is, I've been using 312 or 314, but what are we saying that is? Does anybody remember? Or who? What person? Constantine. That's right. Constantine came, and all of a sudden there's an emperor, someone who's over Rome, who can make a decision and say, it's okay for you to be a Christian. We're not going to hurt you. We're going to tolerate you. As a matter of fact, we like Christians, and I'm a Christian myself. So Constantine says that. And then we drew this big bracket right here in the middle that I said was about 500 to 1500 is approximate. And we called that a certain time. What time in history do we call that? It's not at the beginning, it's not at the end, it's where? Middle Ages. Okay, there we go. The Middle Ages. And in the Middle Ages, that's when you have castles and you have feudal systems and you have all that sort of stuff. And we played the game where somebody told somebody and then somebody told somebody else and told somebody else and told somebody else. So we have the popes. The popes are really coming into power right here. And also we have the monastics, so the people who are going out into the desert, forming little communities and praying together. Are we looking for analyze? Make sure we find her real quick. Say we're gonna have an early church. Okay, good. She can come help. So Middle Ages, and we played the game because we wanted to show how if one man tells another man, who tells another man, who tells another man, who tells another man, who tells another person, you know, on and on and on, then by the end of it, the message changes, right? And so what we had at the beginning is different than what we have at the end, just like when you play telephone. And so that's what Martin Luther and these guys are running into. They're running into a message that's totally different. And we watched in that video where the guy said, put a coin in the coffer's cup, or no, coin in the coffer's, ring in the coffer's cup, another soul from Purgatory Springs, or something like that. And so if you pay money, then we'll save your grandmother, who's already dead, right? And so you pay, I'll give you this bullet, it's from I'll give you this piece of paper, and it's from the Pope, and he says, it's a pass into heaven. You can have one for you and your family. Just pay, and we'll build St. Peter's Cathedral with the money. So Martin Luther comes in 1517, and a big eruption happens. So now there's a battle over authority. And the question is the Bible the authority, or is the church, or the people who interpret it? So the tradition, the Catholic Church, the Pope specifically. So, boom. And then what ensues after that? Wars, lots and lots of chaos, and that's where all the denominations start coming in. So we have Lutherans, we have Anglicans, we have Episcopals, we have Baptists, we have Presbyterians, we have Methodists, we have all those people who come because now the Bible is the authority and not one church or one man. So it's a bunch of people are interpreting it. So that brings us to this part. And we talked about all the wars. Last week we went into way too much detail. I kind of regret it afterwards. But about the English Baptists and the Counter-Reformation of the Catholic Church and all, remember Henry VIII and his wife and what was happening and all that stuff. So we went into all that detail to show that it was bouncing back and forth from the king or whoever was in charge. The church would just follow it. So if there was a Protestant who was on the throne, the church would become Protestant. If it went back to a Catholic, they go back to Catholic. We have Bloody Mary. People are dying in the middle of it. But we were trying to show back and forth until finally they get fed up with it. 1648, Peace of Westphalia. And this is where we stopped last time. But the Peace of Westphalia. So now all of a sudden, we have toleration and everyone's going to get along. Or at least we're going to get along by the law. So the government's not going to get involved in it as much anymore. And so if we're going to get in a fight, it's going to be us getting in a fight with Sojourn, or us getting in a fight with Highland, or us getting in a fight with another church that's just right around the area, because what they're teaching over there isn't right. Okay? So tonight what we're going to do is, now that we know that the authority for us as Protestants, we broke off from what we said is the Catholic Church, we're on the Protestant side, this is what is going to answer our questions. So I have some questions for you tonight, and given that tonight is business meeting night, we're going to act like we're going to make some of those decisions. But before I make those, I have two announcements for you. Number one, the 27th that we talked about, we're going to all get together and have a big Sunday. That has been canceled, and the potluck has been canceled because the Bishop of Kentucky Baptist doesn't want us to do that. Well, I talked to the bishop this afternoon, and he said that we can't do it that week. Okay. So we're not going to be able to do it because the bishop told us that we can't. Now, some of you are wondering, who's the bishop and how does he have any right to talk to our church about anything? Well, he doesn't. It's because we're Baptist. Because we operate in a system where the congregation, the church, is in charge. And nobody else can tell us what to do. And that's going to be one of the fights that happens after this. That's going to separate us from the Presbyterians and the Methodists and the Lutherans, for that matter. I have another issue for you. Luke wants to join the church. He wants to become a member of the church, but he was baptized as a baby. So are you guys going to let him be a member of Vine Street? Okay. Yeah. He was sprinkled and baptized as a baby when he was little. He got dunked and he got dribbled on, both of them. So can he be a member of Vine Street? Yeah, well, he hasn't been baptized again since. But he says that he's a Christian. But can he be a member? He can come under the watch care. But can he be a member? Can he vote in the meeting? What are we going to do? Aunt Eliza, she's starting her own church. She says, let him in. He can come. He can do it. Another Joe? Yeah, these are decisions. Since we've already said the bishop's not going to answer it for us, we're going to answer it as a church, right? So we're going to answer it because we have our own authority as a local congregation. And now we got to decide, are we going to let Luke into the church or not? Well, let's just say that these three over here, they think he can come in and analyze this with them. And so they say he can come in, but you all over here are like, absolutely not. He has to, in order to belong, in order to be baptized, he has to already believe. Or can he belong and be baptized and then he can believe on the backside of it? Does that make sense? You see the difference in the two? Well, that's the big... Well, you would think so, but I've already been baptized when I was a kid. Why would you say that that... Is that illegitimate? So we're just hung up on a technical issue, right? It has to do with a matter of the heart. So you should be able to be a member. Okay. So we've got to make this decision. And this is one of the things where you have all these guys who are Protestants. They're like, we agree. We're deciding on the Bible. And then you have people who break off from them because they don't want to listen to the bishop because they don't think, according to the Bible, that there's any... They think it's only one person in authority over every group of people who meet together. So in other words, if we have a problem, we can't go appeal to the Baptist Association. We can't go to Long Run and say, hey, you guys come make a decision for us because you all as a church are in charge. So let's just say that Julie's not a member. Say Michelle. Michelle wants to sell the organ because she thinks they'd get a lot of money for Vacation Bible School, right? Well, if she went to the association and had him who agreed with her, he's like, yeah, we could sell the organs of 15 churches in Kentucky and we could have, you know, who knows how many $100,000, and we could have this great event. Wouldn't that be fun? But that guy has no authority over you because you're Baptist. But if you were Presbyterians or if you were Methodist, you wouldn't have a pastor search committee. Michelle wouldn't be trying to get a bunch of people together to make a decision because, yeah, they have elders or they have bishops. They have someone who's in authority structure who would just appoint a pastor to the church. So you all wouldn't have a say in it. If you didn't like it, that's another issue. You can kind of appeal to that guy. But as a church, you wouldn't have that authority. And so these are things that, if we take the line out right here, and we're saying, let's say we broke off from the Catholic Church right here, so now this is all the Protestants. Well, you have a decision like who's in charge of the governance, and so the Presbyterians and the Methodists and Lutherans would stay here, but Baptists would break off from them because we don't want that to be the case. And then as Baptists, and there's other people who think that too, who are just congregational churches, Reformed churches, who think the same thing. But let's say they would allow Luke to be a member of the church, right? So they break off from this group of people because they couldn't get along over that. One of the other issues that's not as easy to kind of argue about or set up a scenario is the Lord's Supper. The guys we talked about last week, Zwingli, Calvin, John Calvin, and Martin Luther, those three guys could not get along on the issue of the supper. They all had totally different views, views enough to where they said, when they looked at each other and they sat down, they said, I cannot go to church with you because you view this differently than me. Now for us, it's a little harder to get our hands on because we don't even take the Lord's Supper every week. For them, this is like part of what they do every single week, and this is a major part of their church service. And so to have a division over that, it'd be more like us arguing with the Church of Christ. Are we going to play that piano and that guitar or not? Are we just going to sing a cappella like we did tonight? Well, you can play guitar in my church. Well, if you can play guitar in your church, I'm not coming. And so you see a split over that. Well, in the same way with the supper, they couldn't understand whether it really was Jesus' body, whether it was the essence of Jesus' body, or whether it was just a symbol of Jesus' body and blood with the cup. So they split churches over it. Were you going to ask? Okay. So that would be another. So you could break off those. Actually, those three guys all had different views on it. And then there's one more before we get into specific ones. We did baptism. We did the supper. We did worship or authority. Oh yeah. So the structure of worship. So in other words, this guy right here. Are we going to use this? Are we going to let myself and Johan choose what songs we're going to sing and what prayer we're going to pray and what scripture we're going to read? Or are we going to do it just like all the other churches? Last week, I brought this little book that I told you I use at weddings or something like that called the Book of Common Prayer. A guy named Thomas Cranmer, that one of the English kings said, hey, I want you to make a book so that we can all have something to do for our services because we don't know, maybe we don't know what to do. We're not using the Catholic system anymore. So in order to have a unified church experience, even though we don't go to the same church, Gary, where do you have any family outside of the state of Kentucky? Okay. And let's just, where are they from? Or outside of Louisville, that's even, yeah. Okay, I should have asked it the other way. Inside Kentucky, but not in Louisville. So you said Spencer County, Henry County, Bullitt County. Okay, so let's just say they all go to their own churches, right? Well, wouldn't it be great if on Sunday you could study the same thing in your Sunday school class that they're studying in theirs? And that in church, from the pulpit, whoever's preaching, he could preach the same thing that they're hearing in Bullitt County and Henry County and all that. So that when we get together at family reunion, we've all been studying the Book of Mark. Even though we don't go to the same church, we've all been studying the same scripture. We can talk about it. That would be great. Well, what if we did that for all the Baptist churches there are? Well, in some sense, that's what this is. It was an attempt to unify and give a calendar, liturgical calendar, to the different churches so that each church wouldn't have to essentially start from scratch and say, well, what do y'all want to do Sunday? Joe wants Exodus, and Ronnie wants us to do Leviticus, and Ben wants us to do Mark. So which one are we going to do, and who's going to read the scripture? And well, that doesn't even have anything to do with that. And well, maybe we shouldn't even do a passage. Maybe we should just do a topic. Let's just talk about baptism. Or let's just talk about tithing. Let's talk about tithing again. They didn't hear it last week. Something like that. So instead of doing that, he had a book of common prayer that gave essentially gave unity to the different churches. Well, the Baptists and other people weren't going to use this book because they wanted the Spirit to lead each individual church and the pastor to be able to listen to God, read and study on his own, and make those kind of decisions for himself. And so church structure, or the structure of the services, well, these are the five major things that started causing these. If this is the Catholic Church and this is Protestant, you could break it off like that. You need the Catholic Church split some. But as we see our tree start growing like this, and later on some of these guys come back in, and then you have a major split like that. As we see this thing start happening, the ones that are farther back up here, if you're thinking about a tree, so the major trunks, these five decisions, we'll just call them this right here, those all have to do with what we just talked about. Baptism, the supper, who's in charge, how you're going to structure your church, and what was the fourth one I said? Well, I guess that's just four. Those four. Yeah, those four. Now, another one, and this is where the Baptist, this is one of the first one that divides us early. Okay, so we've already made some decisions. You got to be baptized, and you got to be dunked. You can't just get sprinkled. You got to go under the water and come back up if you're going to be a part of the Baptist church. Not only that, but we're in charge, so we made our decision on that. We're not using this book or anything else. We're going to let the Spirit tell us what to do. And then finally, with the Lord's Supper, it's just a symbol for us. It's a symbol. It's not really, like, if I drop it, if I spill it on the carpet, when every time I go past that stain, I don't think that's the blood of Christ down there, and I need to somehow honor it. Or if a crumb falls on the ground and a rat eats it, then I am responsible before God that a rat ate the body of Christ. I don't think about it like that. But that would have been one of the arguments. So those, we've already made those decisions. So good, we're here together. But what about this? And this was this one came up when we said John Calvin, but it comes up in the history of the church, and that is this. Did God know that I was going to be a Christian? Did God know that I was going to believe one day? Okay, well, did he? If he did, then do I still have a free will? Because if he already knows it, then how did I make a decision? Well, maybe I, and so you have this decision on free will. Do I have a free will? Do I not have a free will? Well, this isn't just happening in the Baptist church. This would start kind of making separations in all the churches. And so the Presbyterians, you would have people who would be called free will Presbyterians. Well, you don't have free will Presbyterians. You do have free will Lutherans, free will Methodists, free will Baptists. Do they really? Okay. Yeah, there's a Cumberland. Yeah, that makes sense. Because one of my friends went to a Cumberland church and I never knew what the difference was. And his family on that issue was not particular or whatever. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. So the Cumberland church, they even would split over that issue. Do what? Cumberland. Yeah, one of my good friends, a guy who was in my wedding, he grew up a Cumberland Presbyterian. But I never knew. I just thought it was like, I don't know what I thought. Yeah, so each one of these is going to have to make a decision on this. And they think it's important enough to where they can't even be in the same church. They're going to start a whole other church. Now, people inside the churches themselves, they may not care. Say, you're a Southern Baptist. You may not think that if Betty believes that she has... This one's hard to talk about without getting really technical. We'll just say, for the sake of the argument, has free will and doesn't. It's not that simple. But let's just say Betty believes she has free will, and Brenda does not. She believes, you know, it has nothing to do with her. God chose her. She was determined to be there from the beginning, whatever. Well, they're okay with being in the same church and going together, or being in the same church. They're okay with it. They can still go together. But there may be somebody else who's not. And so Gary's not okay with it. He thinks Betty's just completely wrong, and she can't be in this church if she believes that. Okay, so then you see, we got to make a decision. They keep fighting about it, they fight about it, and all of a sudden there's a split. And there's two different churches. Most of the time, these would be between pastors. These fights happen between pastors because, or somebody inside the church who doesn't agree with the pastor, and he goes and finds a pastor who agrees with what he said. So now all of a sudden, it's kind of like, this morning I used Best Buy, but you go to Walmart and you get to pick, do you want the Chiquita banana or the, you know, Florida banana or the Panama banana or whatever. I don't even know if those are choices. But if you, when you're picking a banana, you don't just have one choice, right? Whereas before, if you lived in England, you would just go to the Church of England, because that was the only church that was around. But today, we're so far in history, we're so far down the thing, that in most parts of the world, well, not most parts of the world, I don't know if I can say that, in a lot of parts of the world, all the West, pretty much, you get to make a decision. If you don't want to go here, you can go like, you know, I think it's about 800 feet to the church on Highland. What's the name of that church? You guys know the red brick one? Yeah, Metropolitan. You can go there. Or you can go about a mile and a half away, and you can go to Highland. Or the Episcopal Church is right down here, right? And then what's the big Orthodox? The Catholic Church. Okay, you can pick that one. And you can walk to all these churches in America. There's just churches everywhere. So you get to make a decision. And if you go to one and you decide that you don't agree with somebody, you get to make a choice with somebody else. Well, in some ways, maybe this is really good because we kind of all have like our own marketed, for me, church. I get to find the one that I like. And even within the Baptist, you can find one, you know, well, they sing old music and this other one sings all these new ones and it's really loud and hurts my ears, so I don't want to go there, so I'll go to this other one. Or they have good daycare workers and this other one has bad daycare workers, so I'm not going to send my kids there. Or I'm going to go to this church and let my kids go to this one because they have such an awesome youth group and the, you know, all the high schoolers and middle schoolers are excited about Jesus at this church, so we'll send our kids over there. So you have all these choices to make. Now, in some ways, you could think, well, that'd be good because I want to go to a church that I agree with. But if the world is looking on from the outside, right, and you're not a Christian at all, but you come and say, you all follow Jesus? Well, if you do, why in the world can't you get along? Because it looks like to me you've got at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, at least 11 strong opinions. Now, today, there's something, do you know, I don't know if you know the answer to this, over 2,000 denominations at least in America, and the number may be much higher than that. So you guys can't get along. So in other words, your witness is completely blown because you have no unity. You guys don't agree with each other. The Bible must not say one message that's really clear, because if it does, then you would be able to you'd be able to understand it, and you'd all agree, and you all go to the same church. Right, or we can all get along that we don't like Catholics. Yeah, that's right. And that'd be fine. We have a common. Normally, those, I mean, throughout history, whether it's war, religion, I mean, whether it's like nation, religion, or sports team, if you have a common enemy, you can unite, right? If we all hate the Kentucky Wildcats, it doesn't matter if I'm a Louisville fan or a WKU fan or an Indiana Hoosier fan, we can all get along the fact that we don't like the Wildcats, right? If you have a common enemy, then you can unite around things, and that happens all the time. And so in politics especially, this is a great move to make, and people, politicians make today, is find somebody who's an enemy, and you can get along with these other people because you don't like them. Okay, so, I'm gonna put a couple specifics up here, and then we're gonna be done for the night. But remember, our goal is we're trying to get up to, and we're almost there. We're trying to get up to where in the world we came from. Well, we knew that kind of the first night is we knew that we came from Highland Baptist Church. They planted us, but where did Highland come from? And what church planted them? Or did they start on their own? And they're part of the Southern Baptist Convention, and so. Where did the Southern Baptist Convention come from? So we gave this generic kind of 1609 is what some people say. In America, it'd be 1639. A guy named Roger Williams. He was the first Baptist in America. John Smith would be this other one. But Roger Williams, he's in America. He's with the ones who got on the boat, who came across to settle because they didn't want the state to be in charge of them. So they wanted to separate from the state. Excuse me. And they want to separate from the state, so they come to America for this new world. Well, what happens is, as New England starts to develop and as Virginia starts to develop these two big colonies, the same thing that's happening in England starts happening here, and that is the state kind of starts running a church. And there's this relationship where they go back and forth and they kind of have dual power. Well, Roger Williams and a lot of other guys are like, absolutely not. So the Baptists are the first ones to say, no relationship between church and state. We have to separate that. So this is before our Constitution, because you know when you get by the time you get to our Constitution, those guys take care of this issue. But before that, Roger Williams. So what do? They send him off to this island, or they send him to where he won't be around other people and won't, you know, stir up any trouble. And they send him to Rhode Island. So Roger Williams gets sent to Rhode Island, and at Providence starts the first Baptist church in America. He didn't even stay a Baptist, as a matter of fact. Roger Williams ended up leaving and becoming a part of another denomination. But that's where we started in this time. And, gosh, I kind of want to wait, because once we get into it, it's going to be hard to stop. Well, you know what? We'll just wait. Because if I get going on this side, I only got to halfway. If I get going on this side, I'm not sure where to stop it. So we'll do that. Does anybody have any questions about... The history is much more complicated. I'll just say that. Earlier on, if you do think about a tree, you know, and you're trying to pin something down, let's just say if I gave Chandler a dart back there, and he has a dart, and we had a, you know, fake tree right here, and I told him to hit something, it'd be really easy to hit the trunk of the tree, right, because it's so big. And it may even be easy to hit the first two branches off the left and the right. But by the time you get to the very end of it, the little guys, the little twigs, and I told him to hit it, to throw something at it, he's going to have much more precision. It's going to take a lot more to like nail down exactly what that is. And so we're at that point in church history where it gets to be really complicated. I quite honestly don't know enough about it to give answers to a lot of all the fractions and even like Cumberland, that's a great example. Things like that are happening in the denominations. But we do want to go through the Baptists because we've got to get to 1845 where the Southern Baptists start. And we want to get there before we get to Highland.